I'm in Hall C and I'm next door to the craft workshop area, and somebody who can tell me far more about what that entails is Moira. Hello.
Hello, hi there.
Based in Bingley in West Yorkshire, which is your stand, what it's all about, and the craft workshops?
Sure, so I run a business called Craftiosity, and it's a craft subscription box. So every month we send you everything you need in a box to make a complete project, and every month it's something completely different. And if you're not into subscriptions, you can also just jump in for a single kit. So as part of that, I'm also teaching workshops at Country Living in Harrogate this year. So every day we're teaching a coiled raffia bowl workshop, where we teach you how to tame wild raffia into a beautiful coiled placemat. I said bowl, I meant placemat.
Very much a festive feel to the placemats this time of year. How does that exactly come together, the placemat itself?
So you have the raffia, and then you're winding another piece of raffia around it, stitching it into the previous bit, and building it up from there. So there's a whole host of different workshops on. So the raffia is just one of them. There's other people doing decoupage. You can needle felt a robin. There's a wide range of different craft workshops to get involved with.
And if people want to come and experience, if they are coming to the Christmas fair here in Harrogate over the weekend, can they just turn up on the day, or do they need to book beforehand?
Some of the workshops have already sold out, so I probably recommend booking beforehand if you can. However, there may always be some available on the day. So I would recommend coming in. If you're just coming in and haven't necessarily planned it out, just come in and come and ask. We're at the back of Hall C.
And with a couple of ladies from Lincolnshire, if you would like to introduce yourselves, please.
Yes, it's Sue Smithson.
Charlotte Black.
And you come every year, you come to this show every year.
Yes, yes. Why
do you always make the trip from Lincolnshire?
Because there's just so much to see, so much to buy. It's a nice time of year, and Harrogate's a lovely place.
And what for you is the best about the show?
I like all the luxury items that you can buy here, more unique items that you don't get on the high street.
Very good. And your niece has got a stand too.
Yes, she has. Rendale Design, yes. Very popular.
And where are they based?
They're based in Brigg. The factory is in Brigg.
Enjoy the rest of your time wandering around. Thank you, ladies, for now. And the good thing is that actually this weekend, as part of their cookery demonstrations, because they've got a kitchen theatre, and Kim Joy, who you may have seen on the Bake Off, is going to be here on Saturday. So they're very excited at the Country Living Christmas Fair. And who better to tell me more than the Country Living ladies themselves? Hello, if you'd like to introduce yourself.
Hello, I'm Catherine G and I'm from Country Living magazine.
And I'm Lisa, I'm from the St George Country Living Hotel over the road.
Excellent stuff. Now, Catherine, first of all, for anybody who's never been to the Christmas fair, how is it best described?
It's best described as a totally brilliant day out where you can do all your Christmas shopping in one place and find really unique, different gifts and things for all the people that you can never think what to buy for every year. We have about 350 exhibitors, and they're predominantly small businesses, people who hand make things. So we've got drink, food, craft, pots, pans, beautiful bowls. There's a lady over there who's selling handmade soap. There really is everything. So you can come with your shopping list and kind of basically do all of your Christmas shopping in one go. You can do some crafting workshops. You can have a glass of champagne. It's fantastic. It's a really, really good day out.
Just have a really nice time, basically. For you, what's your highlight this year?
Oh gosh, that's a really difficult one, because I love all of it. I love all the kind of the handmade craft things, and I have to say, hats off to Yorkshire. You're so productive with all your different food and drink things. There's lovely gins. There's a couple of really delicious bakeries in the food hall. People doing preserves. There's a really lovely dipper thing which is made just down the road. I think probably the food hall is an easy win for me.
You can't go wrong with some nice Christmas food and Christmas drink. Lisa, tell us a little bit more about the hotel too.
So the hotel's had a full refurbishment this year, and we reopened middle of July with the Country Living brand, and it's just gone from top, it's going up and up really. We've just got a 4-star rating this last couple of weeks, so we're just sort of celebrating that now as well, that we're here, we're in town, we're Country Living.
Come and see the ladies when you come to the Christmas fair. Hall B is where they're situated. Some nice relaxing chairs around, all the Country Living branding from the magazine and the hotel, and it is on the go right across this weekend. All the information can be found online too at strayfm.com.